Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Second down, Denver. Inside their one. Elway is under center. Now he pulls away again. His hands on his hips. He looks back at Gordon McConner, the referee. Said, hey, what gives?
Again, I have asked the defense to help lower the crowd noise. Any further crowd noise problem will result in a charge timeout against Kansas City. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for listening to 96.5 The Fan today as we are now joined by Mitch Holthus. Mitch, it's been very tough for me to stay focused this week because there is not a franchise in sports that I hate more than the Denver Broncos. Mitch, I hope you're having a great Red Friday.
That should have you even more focused and beating your head against the sheetrock. Mac Morey's already doing that. That's what Mac does every day, though. By the way, he's a savant on the American Sun Conference for basketball.
Is he? But, who's in that league?
Yes. I don't even know. I Matt can tell you, but yeah, that Northeast Conference, I have no idea. I think maybe Wofford or Mercer. Yeah. Anyway, gigantic game. Mm-hmm. People have asked me, is it a must-win? No. It's like going to the Kansas Speedway and watching a car way out in front with still a third of the race to go, and a lot of things can happen, but still it's critical. And the Chiefs, they win this one, then the world looks differently.
Yep, absolutely. And for me, my biggest concern going into this game, Mitch, is Chris Jones. I mean, it's time for us to see the Chris Jones of old, if he's still able to be the Chris Jones of old.
Well, and easier said than done when you've got to go up against this offensive line, and especially inside. Quint Miners is a stud. Mm-hmm. Their right guard, Wisconsin Whitewater, I've admired him and liked him ever since he was like working out in the north woods of Canada, like pulling trees out by the roots. And we got to get Chris some help, even on the inside. We got to draw some fire off him, if you will, to give a military term, because he's getting so much attention. And we've got to get some help from some other guys to help Chris out.
Who is that?
Anybody. Anybody and everybody. Honestly, there is no one guy. It's everybody. It's Dana, Amenahu, I think a guy that will really come on these next eight games is Ashton Gelati. We saw signs of it in the Buffalo game. He got his first half sack, really a sack, but give George half of it, but that's fine. It's certainly George who's dealing with this thumb issue, but it's anybody and everybody that's going to play on that offensive line. It's Pinnell, it's Naughty, all of them.
Mitch, how big of a game is this for the group that protects number 15?
Wow, the biggest game. You know, that's it's interesting, Dusty. That group is really the closest thing to a fraternity that is on a team and part of a subculture. That, you know, think of a fraternity row at a college, and you've got the wide receivers in one house and the running backs in another. That the offensive line really is a fraternity. Now, this week reminds me a little bit of Super Bowl 57. If you remember all of the talk about the Eagles' pressure in going into that game and the fact that they were going to break the record of the 85 Bears in sacks. Now, the Broncos are going to probably break that record this year. But you remember how many sacks the Eagles had in that Super Bowl 57?
Zero.
Remember the T-shirts and the parade? Zero sacks.
Right.
I remember walking into the locker room in this euphoric state. Like, the first guys I saw were Creed and Trey and that offensive line, and they're yelling at me like, hey, Mitch, how many sacks did the Eagles have? Now, I say that only because this group, and answer your question, Dusty, has got to be as much of a fraternity as they've ever been. And Kingsley Suamati has now joined this fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is probably the biggest challenge he's had since he's moved to left guard. And he's doing a really good job there, but now he really feels a part of this group.
Yeah.
Just being out there with the guys. Like I said, I'm very blessed to have the coaches and all the guys next to me be out there with them. But just being out there and being able to play the game that I love, that's the biggest.
How close are you guys? Because it seems like you've got your own little kind of fraternity.
Very close. Everyone's always checking on everybody, making sure everybody's always 30 minutes early before work. So everyone's always on each other. So, yeah, we're very close.
So he had a rough pledge year in the fraternity, but he's fully active now. But these guys have got to play together. That's the answer to your question, Dusty, because this defensive front of Denver, we know they got 46 sacks, the most in 37 seasons. But what they have is a new school, one of the new school keys to this game, and it's the quick pass rush. To negate a great pass rush, you do get rid of the ball quick, right? Trevor Lawrence out in 2.2 seconds, Tua Tagovailoa, quick screens, quick slant. Quick one-man screen to the back, little flare pass. These guys, the Denver Broncos, are on you faster than you can even get that done. Their quick pressure rate is the best so far the NFL has ever seen. So this group on the offensive line of the Chiefs has got to be spectacular in this game.
So what do you have to do from an offensive standpoint, though, to neutralize that Denver defense?
Well, you've got to attack them. You've got to somehow take the fight to them. And even though, I mean, your screen game has got to be good, you've got to somehow attack the guts of the middle. There's got to be some semblance of the run game. Your under center game, which the Chiefs play, you know, they'll play pistol, they'll mostly play shotgun, but they do play some under center. That has got to be a vital part of your attack. And even though they get there fast, sometimes you can get by their armpit. And Rashee Rice is key in this game, and a guy like Rashard Smith, that you've got to be quicker than they're quick, or you've got to somehow get by them. And every play call in this game will be critical, everyone.
Mitch, what have you seen with this team with their wins and what you've seen with their losses?
Okay, I got to give a little bit of credit here to Dana Hughes, my esteemed colleague, and the senator from Iowa or New Jersey claims two states. But we were talking about, and let me set it up this way. The Chiefs have won the toss, you guys, seven times in nine games. Now, in the new age of football, which really started the last 7 to 8 years, if you win the toss, you
defer.
Defer. Why do you defer?
Halftime.
Halftime.
You get back-to-back possessions. Yeah. You get a wraparound. I call them the double dip. You get the double dip. It's like your wife telling you, don't double dip your chip in the salsa, and you do it anyway.
I tell my wife not to double dip.
Well, on the other side. Anyway, and then, like, what's that sour cream in that dip?
Oh, she contaminates the salsa with the cheese every single time.
And the sour cream looks like sewage in there.
Oh, it's awful. It is a mess.
Anyway, here's the point. Double dipping. The Chiefs have won the toss seven times in nine games. That means they have had essentially, it hasn't worked out always perfectly, but almost all the time, the last half of the second quarter or the last possession, quarter, first possession in the third. Detroit gave them one more. Detroit took the ball in week six. That's eight times out of nine the Chiefs have had a double-dip potential. In their five wins, in the Chiefs' five wins, so think of 10 here, 10 possessions, five times two, the end of the second, start of the third, five times in their wins, the Chiefs have seven touchdowns and a field goal in those 10 possessions in their five wins. The Charger loss is notwithstanding. It's the only time they didn't have that. The Chargers won the toss. The other three games that they've lost, Philadelphia, Jacksonville, Buffalo, the Chiefs in double-dip opportunities have had no touchdowns, one field goal, and four three-and-outs.
Mm-hmm.
The point here is that the hypothesis was, how are we doing on double dips? And I even went back to last year, and it wasn't as profound as this. But the thesis now is that third quarter possession or the second quarter end of possession, especially if you double dip, or even if you don't and you're playing defensive double dip, it becomes as critical almost as the last 2 minutes of the game. It's not the end of the game. You have all your timeouts. If you start the third quarter, you got all this time. But it's almost like watching the movie or reading the book or listening to the books on tape and going, wait a minute, let's go back to that point in the movie. That's when this thing was decided.
Yeah.
That's what the Chiefs have to maximize for the rest of the season.
So it's funny you say that, because I was kind of thinking the same thing the last, you know, week or so, watching the double dips and not getting anything out of them. And, you know, there's a couple of us that text during the games and whatnot. We're like, all right, the double dip is coming. We're excited about that. But it hasn't been that productive. And it's funny that you were thinking that way, because I was as well, going, it's just not like it was a couple of years ago where you knew they were going to score before halftime and then get the ball back and score again and really put opponents away.
Well, two new school areas that I wanted to accentuate with you guys today that will decide, I think, the rest of the season, really for the Broncos and the Chiefs, is one, the quick pressure rate, and then two, who maximizes double dips. Now, this coin toss thing will even out. We're not going to win the coin twice every week.
Right.
And 7 out of 9 is a pretty high percentage. But then it's also defending those double dips. And a 3 and out is devastating. That first drive of the third quarter, you get a 3 and out, it deflates your defense.
Mm-hmm.
I was even talking with the offensive staff and Matt Nagy about it. Like, if you don't put some critical emphasis in that drive and you go 3 and out, it is not only a lift to the opponent, but it's mostly a drag down to the defense. So, and then if you're playing defense, it's a win.
Yeah.
You've got to look for little wins throughout a game, like this game. This game's the eventual winner will get to all the little wins throughout the game. And a little win is stopping the double dip from the opponent, because more often than not, they're going to take defer their choice to the second half.
Mitch, looking like Isaiah Pacheco won't play this game, is there a way that you can beat this defense by trying to actually run the football?
Yeah, it's just going to have to be really, really creative in how you do it, both in personnel and scheme. And the Chiefs are that way anyway. Andy Reid's had that approach really ever since he got here. This isn't Christian Okoye bashing in on ISOs and leads. But you can, and you must. And even if think about a 4-yard gain on a run or a pseudo run, or a pseudo run is a pop pass or, you know, a quick throw. Much like, it's what Denver does on offense. That's exactly what they do. And so a 4-yard gain on those plays in this game specifically are little minor wins.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch, and their offense, they're not going to have J.K. Dobbins. They've got Bo Nix as their quarterback. They don't put up a lot of points. What are you looking at from a Denver offense this week?
Bo Nix is dusty. Well, first of all, let me ask this question.
Okay.
You ever wake up in the middle of the night thinking, wait a minute, I forgot I had this class? And it's December the 12th, and I've not been to this class.
Right.
And now I got to somehow not get an F. You guys ever had that?
Right? Yeah, right, yeah.
It happens every week. Right? So Bo Nix is the dude that didn't go to class all semester, was supposed to sit next to you, didn't go to class, and aces the final. Here's why. It is one of the more interesting studies I've ever seen. You realize Cam Ward is the only quarterback in the NFL that has a worse passer rating in the first three quarters than Bo Nix. Eight of his interceptions have been in the first three quarters. In the fourth quarter, only he and Baker Mayfield have nine plays of 30 yards or more. He's got four game-winning drives, and his quarterback rating just goes through the roof in the fourth quarter. I've never really seen anything like this where you're getting all the pop quizzes you're flunking are getting D's on it, and then you ace the final. Mm-hmm. That's Bo Nix. And so far, that's added up to 8-2, that and their flesh-eating defense.
Yeah, I mean, but what is it more? Like, is it Bo Nix figuring out ways in the fourth quarter, or is it that flesh-eating defense that keeps them in it to allow Bo Nix to figure this thing out late in games?
I'll add a third. I think their offensive line wears people down. Yeah. I think this offensive line is one of the most improved in the league. I mean, Garrett Bowles used to be a holding machine. Now, some of it is scheme. Let's go back to Dusty asking me, how do you run the ball? Well, you do a little bit of what Denver does all the time. They are, again, the ball's coming out fast, or their runs are, they max protect a lot, or they halfway max protect, meaning I can block five, one throws, five can go out. That's the least protection you can have. Or I can do any combination of those other six players or five players because one guy's throwing the ball. These guys max protect a lot, but I do think their O-line wears people down. They're physical. They want to beat you down, much like our guys can do. Mm-hmm. That it's going to be a war with this offensive line all day. Now, the other stuff that you mentioned, which is obvious, what's not so obvious is this offensive line, which we're not in a gauntlet of offensive lines. We're playing, I think, four of the top five or six offensive lines in the league. We played Buffalo. They're right there. The Colts have the best offensive line in the league, arguably, and Dallas isn't far behind. But this Denver group is really improved. Biggest improvement of their team, I think.
You know, Mitch, you're looking at this game and everything that you're saying, it should be a fairly close game. And I think it is going to be a fairly close game, and it's probably going to be a fourth quarter type game. But a concern I do have is, like, you keep talking about how they need to get the ball out quick. Is Patrick Mahomes going to be willing to do that, or is he going to go back to trying to play some sort of hero ball at times like he does and try to hold on to the ball to try to hit the deep pass? Is he going to be able to allow himself to take the quick underneath routes?
Well, don't get me wrong. You're going to want to take some shots on this team, too. You just have to be really strategic about it. And you're going to have to also max protect against it. I guess be really creative. But we've seen the Chiefs do that. I got faith in their game plan. The Chiefs are locked in on this game, man. They are locked in. And Pat is going to be locked in. So you've got to take some shots. But I think we're going to get playoff Pat in this game. It's not a must win. It's critical, but it does feel playoffish. And that's when Pat's at his best, whether he's smoking it down the field at 40 yards or he's doing what he needs to do to keep a drive alive or attack a first drive of the third quarter as if it's the last 2 minutes of the game. You look at his playoff numbers and how he handles it versus the rest of the season, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, we get the intensity. We've heard a lot this year about them saying, oh, we came out slow. We didn't match the intensity. Are they going to start matching the intensity?
Oh, no. The look I'm getting throughout this week is, no, it's on. They know. The Chiefs know. Our guys know.
Okay.
You're going to get the intensity in this game from both sides. Every play is going to matter. Every series is going to matter. This is a rock hard, rock on game.
Mitch, I want to get your perspective on this because I want you to put yourself in Andy Reid's shoes. Now, I know that you are, utmost and respectful to everything that you've done around this team, but you're Andy Reid. You're playing the best defensive line in football, and what you say is not a must win, but it's an important win. Do you put Josh Simmons out there at left tackle?
That's the question of the week. Yeah. But I think we've got to be realistic. I don't know what he'll do as far as does he rotate some guys? Is it realistic to ask Josh after not playing for 5 weeks to play the flesh inning defense and go, hey, go get him for 70 snaps and be great in this game? Mm-hmm. And yet I think Josh brings such a skill set that you play him some. To answer your question, I would say yeah, but I think we've got to be realistic about it.
Okay.
Not that there's a pitch count, but there's got to be a feel to the game in seeing how this is all working. But to say he's going to be inactive, I wouldn't go that far.
And then the other thing I want to bring up is what really cooked the Chiefs last time they played football was the Buffalo Bills. Where do you see them trying to scheme against Evan Ingram?
Yeah, well, this isn't a tight end centric offense. Now they use him some, but they do a bunch of other stuff. He struggled this year a little bit, but they've. It's other things to worry about. They got a really cool play. And I'll give Sean Payton credit on this one. They send guys on vertical routes, right? They're out on verts. And then they go, oh, Bo Nix is going. It's all covered up. I guess I'll throw a check down. Nothing else to do here. And then a guy will pop out of the clouds, a tight end, and they'll have a one-man screen set up. Usually on a one-man or quick screen, that's done right away. These guys do it on a delayed basis. I thought, okay, that's halfway brilliant. That play concerns me more than what Dalton Kincaid did to the Chiefs in the Buffalo game. I think it's a different scheme, different group, other things to worry about.
All right. The other thing that you have to watch, though, is we know it's big. They don't get where it's too big, and they start playing outside themselves. You know, that's a concern as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but think about how many big games our guys have played.
Yeah.
Holy crud. I mean, 5 Super Bowls in 6 years. And people have recency bias on this. Like, this is the first challenger the Chiefs have ever had in this 9-game run. Stop it. Actually, the Raiders were good in 2016. The Raiders were in this position, and Jack Del Rio and all that, and the Chiefs able to overtake him in December on a Thursday night game.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers in 2018 were 12-4, right? And the Chiefs being 9-6 in 2023. Like, we've been here before. And these guys, the Chiefs, have played so many big games. I go back to the 2022 draft class. These guys are like veterans who have been in so many battles at a young age. And so the game's not too big for them. They won't get too geeked out. The younger guys are the ones you worry about in that, but I don't see that in these guys. So I just think it's big game time. It's big game time, and attack these guys. Take the fight to them.
No doubt, Mitch. Enjoy the game. I'm going to go back and join Mac and bang my head against sheetrock until 10 o'clock and then have myself an afternoon.
Attaboy. Attaboy. And I've got you volunteered for a crash dummy test up at the Clay Como plant just to get you, like, get the vibe. Mm-hmm. And so if you can be there by 2:15, I think is when they have you scheduled.
Okay.
So
he'll be there.
Yeah. And put the black and white little decals on you, so it'll be good.
Perfect. Right.
Thanks, Mitch. We appreciate it.
See ya.
That's Mitch Holtz. It's brought to you by GEHA and Silverstein Eye Center, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient
care. He wants you to be a crash test dummy.
That's right.
With the decals.
And call me Bo Nix.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I went from Tom Brady to Bo Nix in 9 weeks. Apparently I can ace a final and miss the entire class.
That's a compliment.
It's not true.
No.
It's actually the complete opposite. I go to the class all year long, fail the final.
That's exactly what I would do, too. I'd be in every damn class. Test,
Oh, I had horrible test anxiety.
Terrible.
Horrible. I would study all night for math tests, and then they'd put the test face down, flip it over, and I was gone.
Gone. Forget everything, yeah.
He needs the wind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.